evening. Pastor Dave is not here this evening. He had a slight fever, so he is in the ER just getting some blood work done to make sure that he is healthy and that there's no complications, but he wishes he could be here. My mom wishes she could be here, and they appreciate any prayers that you have for them. If we could start our service this evening with a special prayer for Pastor Dave, I think that would be wonderful. So if you could bow your heads and join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting all of our needs each day. We thank you for bringing health to those who are sick. We pray especially this evening for Pastor Dave. We pray that you continue to work hard to fight his cancer. We pray that you give him strength each day to continue serving you and bringing your message to everyone in our congregation and beyond. Lord, we are so thankful for the blessing of time that you have given Pastor Dave and for all of the healing that you give him each day. But tonight especially, we pray that you do some extra healing in his body. Make sure that he is feeling comfortable and rested, and we appreciate everything that you do to keep him safe and healthy. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to get started this evening. Our first song is in your LBW on page number 320, O God, Our Help in Ages Past.
God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure.
Once again, welcome to our service this evening. We are so excited to have some guests and visitors here all the way from Washington, Dean and Michelle Paxson, who are prayerfully with us most weekends listening to our services all the way in Washington State. We are so lucky that they could be here to join us this evening for worship. So welcome. I'm glad that you're all here. And We have some announcements in the back of your bulletin that you can look through. We had a beautiful work day today out on the church property. We are so lucky that Daryl and Latha's family has donated some wonderful playground equipment, and there were lots of people who worked together to get that set up today, and the church land, it's really getting to be a beautiful place. So if you have a chance to drive by, the sign is up, you go past, and people are going to be able to tell that things are really happening out on our church property. So it's a great way for us to give glory to God. So if you have any questions, take a look at the announcements that are in your bulletin, and I will certainly try to answer them for you after church. All right, so let's open up our Holden evening prayer. We're going to start with our prayer of the day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have freed us from the threat of sin and death. Give us such faith that we may always receive your free and gracious gifts of forgiveness and eternal life through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, forever one God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face. You who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Amen. We're going to do the psalmody a little differently this evening, so I will sing part one, and if you could follow Margene in part two, that would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. O God, I call to you.
O
come
God,
to me
I
now.
To
oh, hear my
now.
Voice when
oh,
I cry
hear
to
my
you.
Voice when I cry to
Let
you.
Let my prayer rise
Let
up.
My prayer rise
like incense
up.
Before
like incense
you.
Before
the lifting
you.
Up of my
the lifting
hands.
Up of
as
my
an offering
hands,
to
as
you.
An offering to you.
Keep watch within me, God.
Keep
Deep in my heart,
me,
may the light
Deep
of your love
be burning
bright.
Be burning bright.
Let my prayer rise up.
Before
the lifting
you,
up of my hands
as my
an offering to
as
you.
An offering to you.
All praise to the God of
all
Creator
praise to the
of
God of
all
Creator
praise
of
to Christ
life.
And the
all praise
Spirit
be to
of
Christ
love.
And the Spirit of
Let
love.
My prayer rise
Let
up,
my prayer rise
like incense
up, before
you, the lifting
up of my
hands,
as
an offering to you,
as an offering to you.
Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
So the first reading comes from Psalm 130, and it'll be read responsively. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than a watchman for the morning. More than a watchman for the morning.
O Israel, hope is hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption.
And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
The gospel reading comes from Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the third chapter.
To you, O Lord.
Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that Jesus and the apostles could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of the demons. He casts out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, the house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven, the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, He has an unclean spirit. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I did not see a children's message posted on Pastor Dave's Facebook yet, but I believe he will be posting that tomorrow. We'll give him some grace this evening, but I'm sure that will be posted soon for you to enjoy with your children or grandchildren as well. So we will be moving on to the song of the day, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, from the LBW, page 370.
Tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the unity of heart and mind is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free, and perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity.
We are so blessed to have such a wonderful community here at Emmanuel, and Don Holton has agreed to share a short message in lieu of Pastor Dave's sermon this evening. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Jenna, for doing everything. Each week when I put the slides together here, I always try to find some kind of a picture so it won't just be dead or just white space at the front. And I usually try to pick through the gospel reading and the lessons for the evening to see what the sermon's about. And of course, this is what it's about this week. But it kind of hit home. Most of you have joined our church since, oh, God, must be 8-9 years ago. We had Pastor Bob Berglund one time. I think he's been here twice. And he shared a personal story that I thought sure fit in well with tonight. His dad, I guess it was, came from a family of five. So it was his dad and four siblings. One of those siblings was an aunt, an old maid aunt that lived in Milwaukee. She was a school teacher, and she had never gotten married. Lived by herself, and they would go to visit her 2-3 times a year, you know, and they said she had a small apartment, always looked real nice, kept everything in place, of course, with no kids to mess it up. Why wouldn't it be? Anyway, they went to visit her, I think it was in 2002, and she was retired, and she just sat there all day, and they said, our kids have left home now, we're empty nesters, we've got a 5-bedroom house, why don't you come and live with us? I guess it took some convincing. But she finally agreed, and they said, you can even bring some of your furniture to put in your room so that it will be just like home. And so they moved a bunch of her furniture and moved her to Stuartville. And she stayed with them. She had her own room. And as she stayed with them, and I guess, of course, naturally, Pastor Bob became more than just a friend. She really trusted him for everything. So she made him the executor of her estate and also gave him power of attorney. Power of attorney is good to the moment of death, and then executor takes over from there. And so in 2008, she did pass away. And she was the only one left in that family. So there were no brothers or sisters, but she had, and no children, but she had, I think they said, 22 nephews and nieces. And so Bob, he was relating the story to us. He said, well, the first thing he did is consulted an attorney and said, what should I do? And they said, well, if you're the executor, you have total control, but I'll give you some advice. First thing you want to do is pay off any bill she has that you know of, and then put a little aside for any bills that might pop up later on that you haven't heard about yet. The rest of it, I would say you divide it up equally according to the will and send everybody a check. So he said that's what he did. And of course he included himself in that. He was one of the heirs, but there were like 21 others too. And so he sent out the checks. He said he had never looked at her account, so he had no idea how much money she had. He said he looked in it after she had passed away and after the funeral. He said she had put him as a joint owner of the checking account, but he had never looked at it. He said, it was not my business and I didn't want to know. But he said, now I have to know. So he said, I looked at the checking account and he said, I about fell over. He said, I had no idea that she would have anywhere near that amount of money to share, not to live on. Then he said, I thought about it afterward and thought, why wouldn't she? Where else would she have spent it? She never went any place. She never took a vacation. She never did anything, and she didn't have anybody else to spend it on. So he said, I figured it up, and I sent a check out to everybody. He said, I made out the checks and the envelopes, and he said, on the way to the post office, I stopped at the bank and cashed my own check. And he said, I dropped off all the envelopes. And a month later, the bank statement came, and he said, I reconciled the statement with what I had there, and he said, I found all but two checks were cashed. One was, I guess, a nephew that lived in the cities, and the other one was a nephew that lived somewhere in Colorado. And he said, I thought, well, maybe they just didn't get around to it. Some people don't cash checks real quick. So he said, I waited another month, and still those checks weren't cashed. So he said, I called those people up. He said, I called the one in the Twin Cities first. And he said, did you get that check? And he said, well, yeah, I got the check. Well, I notice you haven't cashed it. And he said, the nephew said, well, I didn't cash it because I really have my doubts that it could be real. You know, he said, by my count, there's about 22 people. And if I multiply that amount by 22 people, there's no way that Aunt, whatever her name was, could have that much money. And he said, I had to reassure him, well, it is real. It is real, so you can cash that check. I've cashed mine, everybody else cashed theirs. None of them have bounced, you don't have to worry about it. Cash your check, it's real. He said, then I called the one in Colorado. And he said he was a real loner. He said he graduated from high school and left for Colorado the following week and never came back. He never came back to visit his parents or anybody. He just was a loner. But he said he was very gracious when I called him. I talked to him and told him who I was. And he said it took a minute for him to figure out who that was. But he said he finally came around to thinking, oh, yeah, I remember you. And he said, well, did you get a check that I sent to you? And he said, well, yes, I did. Well, he said, I notice you have not cashed your check either. All of them have been cashed now except just yours. He said, I would like you to cash that check so we can close out the account. And he said, well, I don't really think I should cash that check. He said, I never even knew that lady. He said, I never I don't remember ever meeting her in my life, and he said, I've never so much as sent her a Christmas card or a birthday card, made a phone call. He said, I don't know that I ever visited her. He said, even when I was living at home, he said, I know I haven't since I became an adult. So he said, I don't deserve that. Well, he said, I had to convince him that none of us probably deserved that. We got that because we are heirs. You were her brother's child. That makes you an heir of hers. This isn't about earning anything. You don't earn it. You get it free by being an heir. But you do have to cash the check. And if you don't cash the check, you don't get anything. So please cash the check. It's real. You'll make my life simpler if you just cash the check. But the whole point was, it is real, and God's grace for us is real. We don't deserve it. Heaven knows we don't deserve it, but it is real. And we do need to cash the check. And by that, I mean, you have to accept it. You have to accept that God became incarnate, fully God, fully man, in the body of Jesus Christ, suffered, died on the cross, and rose again from the dead, that we can rise with him. And that makes us heirs. And as you see by the thing up there, it comes right out of Romans. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. And that's directly out of the Bible. So thanks for listening. I just wanted to share that. I've shared that with so many people that it makes it so simple, you know, that don't worry about all the things that you got to do to earn this. You don't earn it. You accept it. So, thank you.
How lucky are we to be part of this Emmanuel family? And how exciting for us to grow our church out on the church land and think about our Christian family continuing to grow. So, thank you, Don. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. You favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones, and and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no poor. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Glory be to God the Father and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify thee, with one voice we sing, Amen.
As a reminder, we will not be passing the offering baskets. There is a basket located in the back of the church this evening, or you are always welcome to submit your gifts electronically or sent straight in the mail. We are so thankful for all of the generous people supporting the ministries of Emmanuel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us come
keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, redeemed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.